You're listening to High Vibe Mindset, where entrepreneurs Aaron Smith, a sports physician assistant, and Melissa Smith, an intuitive eating dietitian and mindset coach, dive into all the juicy details of business, relationships, health, science, and spirituality. Now let's dive in. This episode is sponsored by my free 3-day intuitive eating mindset challenge. This free challenge is for anyone who wants to kickstart their intuitive eating journey and learn how to get aligned to what works for you. This challenge is designed to help you learn what type of eater you are and what might be keeping you stuck in a less than ideal relationship with food or with your body. You can learn how to stop the harmful yo-yo dieting cycle and adopt self-compassionate mindfulness while ditching the harmful all-or-nothing mindset. And you'll learn how to flex those intuitive eating muscles we are all born with that have been buried by diet culture. This challenge is great for those experiencing food obsession and overwhelm. So if you're always thinking about your next meal or a cheat meal, if you're just so over calorie tracking and macro counting and everything like that of having to weigh your food and portion out your food, if you find that you're always starting and stopping diets and just nothing seems to work for you, and if you find that you're starting to get anxiety just thinking about food, then it's time to ditch diets and get in touch with your body through intuitive eating. Take action today by joining the challenge and you'll get the guidance you've been looking for straight to your inbox. In just 3 days, you can massively shift your relationship with food and body, discover and eliminate what has been keeping you stuck, and make powerful, lasting transformation toward healthful living. So to sign up for the challenge, simply go to www.intuitiveeatingmindset.org/3-day-challenge. I can't wait for you guys to hear this episode with our special guest, Kimmy Liu. We discuss what heart-centered leadership looks like and how to cultivate sacred spaces that foster strong communication and trust. Kimmy Liu is a certified master neuro-linguistic hypnotherapist. She's a life coach, a Reiki master practitioner, and she's a certified NIA instructor. She's been conducting private sessions and workshops for the past 10 years. In this episode, you'll learn the number one skill for better communication, tips to becoming a better listener, how to hold a sacred space in your conversations and why that's important, and how Kimmy helps her clients come back home to themselves. You'll also learn about Kimmy's powerful annual intention setting ritual, which I found fascinating. So let's dive into this episode. I am so excited to get into this conversation about heart-centered leadership and communication, as well as learning more about the specific modalities you use in your coaching, which have facilitated self-discovery, self-healing, and self-mastery for hundreds of people. So let's talk about that. Let's dive in.
I thought you were going to say for hundreds of years. I'm like, I'm not that old.
No.
But yeah. Hundreds of people, that is right. Thanks, Mel, for having me here. I'm super happy. I mean, I'm thankful that technology allows us to be in the same time and space, even if we are 12 hours apart.
Yes, it's awesome. I'm so thankful to be living in this time, even with all the downsides and the headaches, but it's so amazing to be able to connect with guests like yourselves and just have these amazing conversations.
Yay. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. I'm so excited to hear more. And I know you've coached people from all around the world, helping them to create better communication skills and better teams and a greater sense of peace. So my first question is, how do we create better communication skills?
Ooh, well, there are lots of tools and techniques, but I think the number one that I would have to say would be the skill of listening. That is like the number one thing, because when you're not listening, then you can't actually respond well. So you need to listen first first and foremost, before you have any response or any reply, you need to completely listen, even like from the top of your head down to your toes. Your entire body is actually listening. So this is what I feel would be the number one advice or number one thing that they need to learn about communication.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked with anyone that really struggled with that, or any advice to kind of help get, maybe we have a lot of mind chatter and ways that we can become better listeners?
For sure. I would always say, take a deep breath. I mean, it's so easy, right? But we actually forget to take a deep breath. And the thing is, we kind of, you know, think a lot. It goes 100 miles per hour and we don't pause and breathe. The thing is, our breath is actually right under our nose. We keep thinking, oh, what will make me happy? What can give me peace? And it's right under our nose, literally, to just take a deep breath.
It feels so good to do that. Yeah, it really kind of helps calm, right? Because I think maybe a lot of people might be, of course, thinking of what they're going to say, and it can come from that nervous energy. And it's kind of like everything's online and you're just in your own head and your nervous system is going. So I love that tip of just taking a breath, calming things down.
Yeah, well, when someone's talking to me and they're kind of, you know, they're speaking very fast, I'll tell them, okay, let's just take a deep breath in and then just slowly exhale. And each time also I start a session, I make sure, okay, let's settle in. Let's take 3 or 5 deep breaths in and out and be fully present in this moment with me right now.
Yeah.
So it's the first thing, really.
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome. I think it's very important, especially today, because we're used to the go, 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 go and not stopping. So it's great to have that reminder. What does it look like to hold space and sacred spaces that nurture people? Like, what does that look like and what does that not look like?
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll start with how it looks like. Because this is what I'm very familiar with, since I hold sacred spaces for people and now I'm actually teaching people how to do the same. Holding a sacred space, that's why I call it sacred. It's not religious at all, but it's sacred because it is, you know, tender. It is warm. It feels like an embrace, as if you were being comforted in that space. And some people would actually say it's not like a physical space. It's actually like within them, just having that feeling of comfort, you know, being themselves. And when you're in a sacred space, you have no fear of being judged. You become your authentic self. You're able to communicate better as well. There's a lot of compassion in that space and empathy. So that's how a sacred space, that's how it would look like or feel like. And what would
it not look like?
Not look like. Obviously, the opposite, lots of judgment, lots of programming that are not supposed to be there. Maybe traumatizing moments, getting bullied. Yeah. So just not being comfortable. It's as if, you know, when you enter a place, and your entire body, like you've never been there before, but you already have a feeling in your gut, like this place doesn't feel right. Or even a person, when a person comes in, you're like, your entire body actually goes backwards because you feel like, nope, this is not a safe space for me. So yeah, you kind of like sense it right away.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that description, because I was so interested. You have so many amazing programs. You write books. You have all these things going on. And I know you have this new certification to help people facilitate sacred spaces. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I love this. It really resonated with me. But it is good to define it, right? Because it's kind of like you said, it's that feeling of like, I resonate with that word. And I'm like, I kind of know what that feels like. But it's good to put that definition to it, because I think a lot of people may not even have that experience. I know for me, for a lot of my life, there were many spaces and places I would go that didn't feel that way, right? That don't really feel safe, or you don't feel accepted, or there's some underlying uncomfortable feeling. And I think it's awesome the work that you're doing to create that space and allow people in, right, with compassion and empathy and nurturing.
Yeah.
And it's good for us to be aware of when we're around other people in other spaces, of, you know, how the space feels, so that we can kind of navigate that. And if we want more sacred spaces, then we know what to look for.
Right. And if I may add, the graduates would tell me, like as a testimonial, they would say, oh, it feels like home, and not like yeah. the home as when they were children, but it's as if they were coming back to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was like, oh my gosh, can I like quote that line right there? It feels like for them coming back home. And home is when you feel really safe, right? Home is, and maybe they didn't even have, good homes as children, but just coming back to themselves, becoming their authentic selves, the best versions of themselves, that is sacred, isn't it?
Yes, I love that. Yeah, we talk a lot about these different types of topics with authenticity and, you know, compassion and alignment and all these different ways that we want to be in our life, right? The High Vibe Mindset podcast is about that. So it's about helping people to, like you said, get back to themselves, get back to being authentic and finding what really works for them, whether that's in business, relationships, any area in life. So I love that. That's what you're helping people with. And why heart-centered and conscious leadership? Why is that important? And how can we move forward with that, especially maybe for the listeners who are aspiring entrepreneurs or they're already business owners? What about heart-centered and conscious leadership?
Yes. Well, heart-centered, obviously, leading from the heart, and conscious leadership is being able to communicate well, really. And I came up with they're not my terms, but specifically, these are the people that I want to really help, because I know that these leaders, like if I teach them how to hold sacred space for others, then the impact of what I'm teaching will be much higher. For this certification, until now, I would actually go to companies and train their people with soft skills. And soft mm-hmm. skills would be, you know, learning to love their job, learning to love the people they're working with, loving their clients, their guests, right? So it all revolves around that. And when you love the people you're working with, love your guests, I mean, you become more productive and you show up, you know, in a better way, in a more positive way. So I was thinking, I was teaching that to their employees, and I was thinking, how can I create more impact? Ooh, I'm going to talk to their leaders so that it will start from their leader, and then it will trickle down or cascade to all of their teammates and their employees. So that's really like the history behind that. Heart-centered would be, there's another term for the heart, which is the subconscious mind, actually. Mm-hmm. And for me, that would be the heart, meaning this is what you truly desire. So what you truly desire, maybe if you're a heart-centered leader, then you would want to hold that space for others so that they can become their authentic selves.
Wow. I love that so much, because as a dietitian, that's kind of the direction I went in, as I teach people intuitive eating, which is basically an intuitive health, right? A holistic approach. And it's about really having that mind, body, soul awareness, figuring out what actually works for you, not what someone tells you works for you. So it's a lot of that awareness and, you know, intuition you have to tap into, and alignment. And I think it's so important in all areas of life. And it's just something we don't learn growing up. And with leadership and skills, we always look at those hard skills. We don't look at the soft skills, which is crazy to me.
I mean, I'm so happy that I think more and more people are getting into it, but, you know, bigger companies just don't see the value just yet because they see it as another expense. They're like, oh, training, like we're going to need to spend for that. No, thank you. But they don't know that that's super important. You know, being able to tap into intuition, which is like the best sense. I mean, with all of our senses in our body, that's the best sense that we can develop. And especially if leaders have it. And in the sacred space, I love that you mentioned mind, body, and soul. So I actually teach this to everyone. Like when they create a space for others, then it has to be holistic. Mind, body, spirit, emotion as well. So they need to tap into that. So their minds will be helped. And then their hearts as well. And then their higher selves too. So I make sure that's aligned. And since I teach a lot of tools in the course, I make sure I tell them, okay, I'm teaching you so many things, but just take what you feel will work for you. Yeah. Like you don't need to practice all of these. I'm just, you know, laying them in front of you. And if you're like, oh, I like that, grab it, use it. Whatever works for you. I love that.
Totally agree with that. And I think that is a really great sign of someone who gets it, you know, because at the end of the day, like we all have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to share. And working with a coach is so valuable. You learn a lot, but sometimes when you take things too literally or you try to mirror someone else completely or copy that, I mean, you get completely out of alignment. I actually did that when I worked first with the business coach and took everything very literally and it did not work well, but I had to integrate intuition, you know, and like you said, taking the pieces that worked for me and kind of testing that against my intuition, like, ooh, I like what she said about that. And that feels good. And let me integrate that. So I think that's important too. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And, you know, you behind that framework too. So you talked a little bit about that, the creation of your mind, body, spirit framework. We're talking about a lot about heart-centered and conscious leadership and all of these amazing topics. So what else went behind this? Like maybe some, if you want to share a little bit of your personal story or kind of how you got to this point.
Mm-hmm. Is it for the certification or in general where I am?
Yeah, in general. Yeah. What led you to all, you know, this point of getting to this? And now you have the certification and, you know, you've already helped hundreds of people and now you're also just creating more and more impact, which is incredible. What was the catalyst to get you started on this path?
I love sharing this story. I was lost. That's my line. That's my sentence to start my story. So 11 years ago, I was lost. I was in the office and then all of a sudden I was crying or there were tears falling. You know, as if it was a movie. It was just falling and I didn't even know what was it about. Why am I crying? And then when I got home, like at night, every single night, I think that week, I just kept on crying for no reason. I didn't understand, like, what's happening to me? And I actually tried to feel my chest and I couldn't feel it. I felt empty and lost. And so I had to look for somebody to talk to. And I thought, I don't think I need like a doctor for this. I feel like I just need somebody to talk to who can help me, you know, navigate through whatever's happening to me. So I tried to look for a life coach and I didn't find anyone. Apparently, there were no life coaches 11 years ago here in the Philippines. Gosh, this is awful. Like, what if somebody else will feel this way and they, you know, search for someone and they couldn't find anyone. So there was a gap. And at that time, I was thinking, maybe they should be finding me, you know? Mm-hmm. But there were no courses in the Philippines. And so I had to look and look and look. And I landed on a website and it sent me an email saying that there was a neuro-linguistic hypnotherapy life coaching certification in San Diego, California. And so I flew there. Because I felt like, oh my gosh, this is the one I'm looking for. So while I was lost, I found myself by being that person who I was looking for.
That's incredible. It's like you knew you needed something, and it's like you had that intuition of like, I feel like this is what I need. And then it kind of showed up in your search. And it's so cool that you kind of taught yourself that.
Yeah, I'm super happy that, you know, at a young age, I was able to find this path or this journey, embark on it. And it's obviously, any journey isn't easy. There were a lot of challenges, you know, so I'm just glad that I was, you know, persevering enough to still be here and doing what I initially really love doing.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your program and the certification, more about what made you decide that this is what you want to do?
Yeah. So last year, 2020, as you know, the entire world was in chaos until now, but especially last year, apparently, you know, it's good news and bad news. Good news, it's very good for the business. All of a sudden, there was an influx of clients, companies. Everyone's trying to get a hold of me. And then I was realizing it was back to back. I was like almost not sleeping because I would be up at like 8 a.m. and then sleep at 1 a.m. because it was basically I was in demand. And then I said, this has got to stop. Like, I can't help everyone. There has to be more of me. And I never knew that I would be teaching what I knew, because I thought, oh, I'm the first one. I'm the best one. You know, I don't want to share my secrets. But then because of that, you know, point wherein there were just too many, it was also so humbling, you know, to be able to say, okay, I think other people should be doing what I'm doing now. So I created the Sacred Space Certification so that other people can hold space for others. Now I currently have 24 graduates. So 24 people are doing the same thing. And in June, the certification is also fully booked already. And so everyone is on the wait list now for next year. So I'm obviously, it's, you know, something that apparently people want to do. And, you know, people are also seeking somebody else to, you know, hold space for them.
Are you looking to elevate your client experience to the next level? Whether you're in the wellness, photography, or mental health worlds, imagine the impact of offering your client a truly unique and memorable gift that supports them on a personal level. Introducing the Custom Affirmation Card Decks by Soleia. Our custom affirmation decks are designed to empower and inspire your clients, leaving a lasting impression that strengthens your professional relationship. So picture this: your own branded affirmation cards beautifully crafted with imagery that reflects your brand's essence. These card decks serve as more than just a gift. They become a daily reminder of your commitment to your clients' well-being and success. Whether you're a life coach, yoga instructor, therapist, or photographer, your custom card deck supports your client's personal growth, even when they're not in a session with you. So why settle for generic gifts like candles or pens when you can create something truly transformational and beautiful? With Soleia's custom affirmation cards, you can tailor every aspect to align with your brand identity and the values that you stand for. And this process is easy for you. We do all the heavy lifting from design to ordering. Simply choose your affirmations, select the imagery, and add your logo and branding elements. We'll take care of the rest, delivering a high-quality, personalized product. Join the ranks of leading wellness, photography, and mental health professionals who are elevating their client experience with custom affirmation card decks from Soleia. Visit our website today at soleia.co/custom to learn more and start creating your own unforgettable client gifts. That's soleia.co/custom. And I'll spell it out for you. soulea.co/custom. Together, let's inspire positivity and empower transformation one affirmation at a time.
It sounds like an amazing program, and it's awesome that you found that solution to continue doing what you're passionate about, what you're designed to do, right? And what just comes so naturally for you, that people really want and are seeking, and that you're able to continue doing that by pouring into your other graduates so that they can just keep that impact going. That is awesome. What are some of your high vibe practices? Well, what does high vibe mean for you specifically? And then maybe some daily practices and go-to things that you do.
I would say high vibe would be like a frequency, like you're in a good mood or you're positive. So you kind of attract also that vibe. Number one, I would suggest gratitude. Of course, that would be something that I am like, I practice myself every single night. I even set my alarm so that I can remember to write down what I'm grateful for. I feel that gratitude is a magnet for miracles, really. And when you zone into the things that you're grateful for, so many other things show up in your life. So for me, that's super high vibe. It is also very abundant. High vibe is like, ooh, abundance, lots of it, right? So that would be one practice that I personally do and that I teach as well. Another one would be setting intentions for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year. I especially love setting an intention for the year so that I have a huge umbrella protecting my entire year. So that keeps me going. I really make sure.
What does that process look like? A little of the inside details of when you're setting an intention for the year. What are some of the ways you do that?
I usually do it right before midnight. Okay? And then I do all of my rituals. Like I do smudging. I light up a candle. I diffuse something. I do my prayers as well. And I have a piece of paper. I just kind of close my eyes and take a few deep breaths in and out. And I visualize what my year would be like. And then I listen very carefully to a word that comes up. And the loudest one usually is the one. So I gravitate towards that. I write it down. And then I write a letter to myself so that I can read it at the end of the year. So through that intention, I write a letter. Like last year, my intention was shine. So that really helped me when the entire world was in darkness. I said, I need to wake up. I need to get up and I need to shine. Not because I want to shine, but so that I can shine on others, so that I will place light into their lives. So that kept me going. Like I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic, but that was my word. This year, my word is actually like a phrase, manifesting God's best. Initially, I want to manifest like a man, like for me. Yeah. But whenever I talk about it, I learn more and more that, no, it's not actually a man. It's actually me. I am manifesting God's best through me, through my actions, my words, tone of my voice. Everything that I do is manifesting His best through me.
I love that so much. Wow. And the letter to yourself, I think that's really cool. Letting a word come up. I love that shine came up for you because the beginning of the COVID and everything was very, very rough. And we need those people. We need people that are shining bright and being a positive light and influence and helping us because the media is just all the negative. So that is great. Well, thank you for sharing what that looks like for you. And please let us know just anything else we didn't touch on that you just wanted to share with us today. And then also how listeners can find you.
Well, the Sacred Space Certification is like one of the bigger programs that I have, and I only have like 2 batches a year. But another program that I really want to share as well would be the Wellbeing Boost Program. And it's a 1 month container. And we talk about setting an intention, practicing gratitude, being compassionate to yourself, especially, and having courage. So those are like 4 weeks with different themes, and people from all over the world hop into a group. It's just like 16 people maximum in one group. So it's kind of intimate, and they have daily prompts. They also have suggestions to what to read, what to listen to. They even have a playlist as well. So it's just super packed with everything for your well-being. And especially right now, I think we really need to take care of that. So that's another program that I was able to design last year because of everything that was happening. And now, the Sacred Space graduates are now actually holding space for the Well-Being Boost Program participants.
That's amazing. I just love everything that you do, because when we're talking about these, having compassion and, like you said, for yourself, I think that is one of those big key areas that we really were not taught. And we're actually taught the opposite, to really never feel good enough and really beat ourselves up. And I see that a lot in my sphere and in my field, and how women can just really not have compassion for themselves. And that's somewhere I lived for a decade of just, man, misery. So I think that's a very valuable and important practice. All of this, everything you've been talking about with gratitude and being heart-centered. So thank you so much for sharing with our listeners. I think they're going to get so much value and open their mind and their world to these really important areas that really help us live a fulfilling life, successful life, happy, vibrant, and alignment. And so that we can do that for ourselves, and that we can actually influence and impact others and learn how to hold those sacred spaces for others. So I love that you're doing that. I thank you so much for being on the High Vibe Mindset podcast.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure for me, and thanks for having me. And I hope to maybe collaborate with you one of these days.
I would love to so much. Thank you so much for being on here. And we will put all of your information in the show notes. Guys, please check it out. She has amazing programs. She has her book, which sounds incredible, right? Master Dating. Love that title. So definitely check everything out. I will link everything in the show notes. Thank you again so much for being on.
Thank you so much.
If you loved this episode, subscribe and stay notified for new episodes every Tuesday. Leave us a review with what you liked or what you want more of. And don't forget, stay high vibe.
Do you know these three things are sabotaging your ability to live your high vibe life? First is living in disconnection, which basically means walking around with no awareness of your body, emotions, or values. And second is letting negative self-talk run the show in your brain. That's just gonna make you doubt your potential and stop you from going after your dreams. Finally, it's not having any supportive coping practices or self-care that doesn't take hours or cost tons of money. Because when you're living in chronic stress at home or work, the last thing that feels accessible is a spa day or a meditation retreat.
We have personally struggled with all of these things, and that's why we created the Body Deck. This affirmation card deck has 77 intentionally designed, beautiful cards to help you address all three of these high vibe killers in just a couple minutes a day. These affirmations will help you tune into your body and your inner world, practice positive self-talk, and best of all, it's super portable and affordable. For only $33, benefit from the transformative practice of affirmations anywhere you go.
So if you're ready to stop the self-sabotage and start being the highest version of yourself, you'll definitely want to get your hands on the Body Deck Affirmation Cards. Head over to Soulea.co. That's Soulea.co to get the Body Deck Affirmation Cards today. You can also find the link in the show notes.